Today, we gather with hearts ablaze, commemorating a momentous occasion that resonates through the ages. We gather to honor Pentecost, a day that marked a new beginning. It is a day when the Holy Spirit, the divine breath of God, renewed all creation and ignited the flame within the hearts of believers. As we embark on this journey of worship, let us revisit the birth of the church, a moment that echoes through eternity. Pentecost, the day when the disciples were audibly and visibly empowered by the promised Holy Spirit, marking the beginning of the church's collective work in Christ. The same Spirit descended upon them in tongues of fire and filled them with the courage to continue the work that Jesus started. Today, that same Spirit empowers each one of us, renewing our hearts and inspiring us to be the church in the world. We are the church, not merely a building, but a living, breathing body connected by the Spirit's life-giving breath. This Pentecost, let us remember that the Holy Spirit is our advocate, our comforter, and our guide. In the Gospel of John, Jesus promised the advocate, saying, "But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." The Holy Spirit advocates for us, intercedes on our behalf, and empowers us to boldly proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Signs and wonders follow us as we step out in faith, and the love of Christ radiates through our actions. As we go forth into our communities, let us carry the flame of Pentecost with us. The Holy Spirit, our advocate, accompanies us, guiding our steps, comforting our hearts, and empowering us to love our neighbors. In Psalm 104, 24 to 34, we find words that resonate with the work of the Spirit through the church. Let this scripture be our guide as we embrace the renewal offered by the Holy Spirit. "How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things, both large and small. There the ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground." May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. "I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord." We are the church, and we are empowered by the Spirit. As we go forth, may the winds of Pentecost carry us to new heights, and may the love of Christ overflow from our hearts. Let us go boldly into our neighborhoods, knowing that the Holy Spirit, our guide, goes with us. And so, dear friends, as we celebrate Pentecost, may the Holy Spirit continue to renew all creation through the church, through us. Amen.